The defense claimed in its opening Woodyard could have been confronting a mass murderer.
He doesn't get to know whether a person who someone else has called 911 on outside a gas station in a ski mask is Elijah McClain walking home with iced tea or James Holmes walking into a movie theater.
James Holmes killed a dozen people and injured 70 in an Aurora theater 11 years ago. The prosecution immediately objected to that characterization and the openings continued. Woodyard is documented to have had his hands on McClain within 8 seconds of arriving that night, putting him in a chokehold in the first couple minutes. The defense claimed none of that warrants a reckless manslaughter conviction. It says the true killer in the case was the dose of the anesthetic ketamine administered moments later. But prosecutors paint Woodyard as the catalyst, starting a series of medical issues that eventually led to McClain's death.
Elijah McClain was his responsibility. He's the one that is hearing Mr. McClain say, "I can't breathe." And yet, he does nothing to intercede.
Over a total 18-minute confrontation, Woodyard was only physically in contact with McClain for the first 5 minutes. Those are said by the prosecution to be some of the last conscious moments of Elijah's life. The trial is expected to go on a few weeks. The paramedics who gave McClain the shot of ketamine will be tried in November. I'm Jim Williams.